Huh? That has to be... Oh my goodness. Hey, are you okay? I'm glad you didn't get roughed up too hard. That sound I heard just now sounded quite painful. Are you sure? Oh my. Your head. It looks like you definitely hurt something up there. Is it okay if I... I think you might need to go see a doctor. Should I call you an ambulance? Are you sure you don't want me to? It's just a few presses away. Okay. How far do you live? The walk's not too long, is it? Wow. That's a long walk. What are you doing on this side of town? Oh, I guess that makes sense. I don't think you should be walking too far with that bruise on your head. I'm surprised you didn't get a concussion. You can stay at my home if you want. I have an extra guest room that you can stay in for the night. Just make sure that you go to a doctor first thing in the morning. Okay. My house is just up the hill, actually. I'm sure after a walk like the one you probably had, you'll knock out like a light. Alright, we're here. Your room is going to be the first door to the right. It's already ready for you to go in and lay down. Yeah, I'll be there in a moment. I have to go grab the first aid kit. I don't think you realize how battered up you are. You have cuts all over you. Were you trudging through some bushes earlier or something? Don't look embarrassed, I'm just kidding. Anyways, go lay down. I'll be there in a moment. Alright, I'm here. And I have my little box to fix up all your injuries. Let's see what I can do for you. I have to look at your back first, so I'll need to pull up your shirt. Don't be embarrassed. It's just your back. It's not like I'm looking at your chest. Yet. Well, I have to make sure that there aren't that many on your upper body. I'm sure with the pants you're wearing, you wouldn't have been able to cut anything. But with your shirt, and the cuts I already saw, I just want to make sure. I'll be quick, I promise. You do have one or two, but it's not that much. How come you have so many cuts on you? Maybe you really were trudging through some greenery earlier. You don't have to respond if you don't want to. You seem a little distressed, if I'm honest. I'm just hoping it's nothing serious. Okay, you can lay down now if you want while I get to the front. Are you worried that I might see something I shouldn't? You're so shy. It's cute. Don't worry too much about it. And besides, I'm just cleaning your wounds. Nothing else is gonna happen, I swear. Oh, I forgot to mention. I hope you don't mind too much. The only band-aids that I own have hearts on them. I hope you're fine with that. Good. I was worried for a second. Especially because I already put two on your back, so... Yeah. You don't have to thank me. It's the least I can do. I want to be able to care for you. Why? Because, well, that might be a secret. Anyway, this might sting a little. It looks like some of your cuts are a little deeper than others. Oh, I'm so sorry. Here, I'll be a little gentler with the others. Yep, it's just me in this lonely little house. Hopefully I'll be able to move out soon, though. Well, actually, can we keep this secret between us? I think I have a stalker. Yeah, I know it sounds a little silly, but hear me out. I've been getting a lot of things in the mail recently. Bouquets of my favorite flowers, my favorite sweets, even things that I would secretly wish for. Yep, it was quite nerve-wracking. And to top it off, I kept getting the feeling that someone was watching me. Why? Well, everywhere I turned, it felt like I would see someone in the corner of my eye. Something just wasn't right. Everyone's been suggesting that I call the police or move, but I just don't have the funds yet. Hopefully I'll be able to make somewhere close to it in the next few months. All right, I finished cleaning and bandaging your cuts. They'll be fine in no time. But just because I bandaged some of your wounds doesn't mean you can ignore the one on your head, okay? Please go see a doctor in the morning. Oh, I was actually going to get ready for bed myself. Why? Is there something else I need to worry about? A confession. Okay, I'm all ears. I'm sorry. I just wasn't ready to hear you confess this now. See, I actually have my own confession to make. But don't panic, okay? Well, I know that you're not being truthful with me. Then again, neither have I. You don't have to play dumb with me. I know why you're not comfortable talking about how you got these cuts. But I think the lies you made were cute. Almost good ones, if I'm honest. Well, for the most part. Anyway, you seem to be a little clumsy, dear. From the lies, to the cuts, to being able to be spotted by the very person you're trying to stalk. That's right. I know you're stalking me. Don't be scared. I won't report you or anything. I'm glad that I didn't when I realized it either. Honestly, at first, I was terrified. Everywhere I turned, you were there. The first few days were a little scary for me. But then, the more I saw you watching me, the more I realized how clumsy you are, and just how hard you try to please me. Sending me flowers on my worst days, giving me gifts in the mail, being there for me during even my biggest challenges. All I could think was my cute stalker must really have a crush on me. I thought it was sort of cute. For the last few months of you stalking me, I slowly felt like you weren't even a stalker anymore. You were just a clumsy person that didn't know how to approach me. That's when I realized that a part of me was falling for you. It's such a weird thing to confess, but I couldn't help it. You were there for me no matter what I was going through. All my worst times, which there were plenty of, and even the good ones. You were there more than the people that I actually talked to in my day-to-day. And so I figured that maybe I should be the one to approach you. If we were ever going to actually meet, I had to be the one to approach. So, I took a detour after work. I purposely made a few stops to be able to make sure that you were still following me. I'm sure those scared you. I'm sorry about that. But the way you hide is very cute and very visible. It's kind of hard not to see you. Yes, I'm sorry, but you're terrible at hiding. And that's also why I stopped being so scared. But yeah, after a while of walking tonight, I was worried because I didn't know how I would go about this. That is, until you hit your head on the street lamp pole. That was the perfect opening for me. How did you even manage to do that, by the way? Interesting. As I thought, you didn't intend to be as clumsy as you acted. Anyway, I'm glad that we both spilled the truth. I was too excited to finally meet you. It was hard going to sleep every night without thinking about how we would meet. Now that we've met, I won't lie. My heart won't stop racing. This is just very exciting. I wonder what this makes us now. Surely not friends, since we both have feelings for each other. But I'm sure you might be a little embarrassed and partially scared right now. We don't have to discuss any of this tonight, though. Even though I know what your answer will be, I want you to think about it. All right. I won't bother you for much longer. I'm sure that you're wanting to get a little shut-eye in and to ponder on some things. If you need me, my room is in the back of the hallway. You won't miss it. Good night, my cute stalker. I'll see you in the morning.